Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's been a tough time for umpires, hasn't it, of recent times? We've heard a lot about shortages, and look, where are we at now?
Yeah, it certainly hasn't been without its challenges this season, and we know we're coming out of a pandemic, so all parts of the business and the AFL in general has been affected, but we're actually starting to see some really significant wins within umpiring in Tasmania, which is really exciting, so certainly starting to turn things around.
What sort of wins are you having, Sam?
We've had a lot of new boundary umpires come along, which has been outstanding. A lot of support from our leagues and our umpire groups across the state has actually led to a nice increase in sort of junior boundary umpires, which has been a great win and one that we certainly found was a challenge coming out of COVID to find. So a lot of new boundary umpires coming into the ranks of umpiring.
And I think if you get boundary umpires in, then you can, I guess, start to work on them for the future to maybe sort of get into the centre of the ground and start officiating. I mean, first things first, but at least you're getting some sort of an influx, and that's got to be a positive, doesn't it?
That's exactly right, and a really common process for boundary umpires is they do it for a couple of years, and if they want a new challenge, they take on field umpiring when they're at an age that is more appropriate for them, certainly at a senior level, to be running around. So that's a really common process for us. So that's, I guess, we're setting ourselves up long term across the state within umpiring, which is really exciting. But yeah, it's great to see that, you know, we're getting the support from people out in the community. A lot of kids who play football are also coming along and umpiring on a Saturday. So it's been really, really great that we've had the support that we've had from the community.
I hear this comment a lot that a lot of ex-players say, gee, why aren't there more ex-players actually out there umpiring? We'd probably respect the umpires a bit more if we knew they'd already played the game, but how difficult is it to get ex-players to come along and get in the middle, put the gear on and start blowing the whistle?
Yeah, I think the main battle that we have within umpiring to get ex-players along is actually getting in front of these players that are exiting the system and selling the benefits of umpiring, and I think we're starting to change the tide in that too. I think it's really, really important to build strong relationships between our umpiring groups and football clubs, because football clubs know those people within club land who may, when they exit, be interested in doing some umpiring. So the better relationships we can create within football clubs, the more chance we actually have of converting some ex-players and retiring footballers into umpiring.
And the female side of things, I mean, I've watched a lot of games of football. I've seen females umpire. I mean, they can do it. I mean, it shouldn't be a shock to too many people, but if you look at Eleni Gloftis in the AFL, and we're seeing umpires, young girls running around and, you know, women umpiring, that's got to be a growth area for you too.
It's one of our key growth areas. I mean, we all know the expansion in female football with the AFLW and subsequent competitions locally. And for us as an umpiring group, it's how can we best promote umpiring, create an inclusive environment within umpiring so females feel comfortable to come along and get involved, which we're really working hard on. And we've had some actual work which has been done nationally through Dr. Victoria Rawlings, which is actually talking about how to make sure you have an inclusive environment for women and girls to become involved, and even outside of that, you know, multicultural Indigenous people to get involved in umpiring as well. So there's certainly a huge growth market there for us.
Can you get that club-type feel with umpiring, get all the umpires training together? And I suppose sometimes that's difficult with work commitments, but that's where some of the players are sort of, they get aligned to a club, don't they? And then they come through that club culture and they've got all their friends and all that sort of thing. Is that something you're trying to build with umpires, that club feel?
Definitely. So one of the major reasons why people, one, get involved in umpiring, and two, are retained in umpiring is through social connection. So you'll hear a lot of umpiring people refer to umpiring as another club. We, from AFL Tasmania, refer to our umpiring groups as umpiring clubs for that exact reason, that we want to create a club feel and a club culture around that environment. So umpires do, they train together twice a week generally. They have social functions. They get in to the rooms pre-game and post-game and things like that. It's very much another club feel. So for us, it's, we want to sell that again, and this is where building a relationship with football clubs is really important, because we can educate them that we're just like them in a sense.
What can we, the media, do because we, I suppose you hear football commentators, I've been a football commentator myself, and I've been very careful not to, to criticise umpires. I can go out on the mound and mouth off and all those sorts of things when I'm not broadcasting. But what can we do in the media to actually promote and help you guys get some more numbers on board? Because we love the game as much as you do. What, any ideas what we could do?
Yeah, I think there's some really key things the media can play a part in this, and again, we've really seen this since this conversation around umpires happened across the state and across the country, that the media have stepped up, and it's really important to sell the positive messages around umpiring, because people are attracted to those kind of conversations. So selling things like, we are a team environment, you do get paid to umpire, you get fit, the media, if we can sell those benefits, it's more enticing for someone who's reading that or listening to that or seeing that to actually get involved. So I guess from our point of view, any positive media that can come around umpiring, and things like we have an umpire doing a 700th senior game this weekend, all those positive media reports actually hopefully entice people to come on board.
And how often do we get... Tasmanians are very impressionable, Sam, that we look at AFL footballers and we look in on in awe. We like the big names. How often do we get a high profile umpire, someone like a Ray Chamberlain? How often do we get some of these umpires across? They can do some media, they can run some forums, all that sort of thing, because that's where we all look up to. We look up to those at the elite level.
Yeah, and that's a really great point, and we want to try and sell role models within Tasmania. We have Nick Foote, who's an AFL field umpire, who for the past couple of years, and again he's coming into this year, doing some work with our talented umpires, so creating a pathway, which is outstanding. We've got Mitch Lefevre and Adam Reardon on the boundary, who are former Tasmanians now umpiring AFL, and Mark Ensby, who's an AFL goal umpire who lives down in Hobart. So we've got Tasmanians that have made it to that highest level, which is outstanding. And they also give back. And we also had Alenik Loftus do a little video for Tasmania, just a short little video just talking about the benefits of umpiring, which was shared around. So for us, I mean, any kind of media content like that is great to be able to get out. And we're also seeing former Tasmanians actually invest back in our pathway and back in Tasmania the past number of years.
Which is absolutely brilliant. And I think one of the stumbling blocks for umpires, if we just look at it just in its core base, is the constant rule changes. How do umpires get their head around that? Because it's a great interpretation game, isn't it? One umpire can see something just a little bit differently and can, I guess, cause some jeers from the crowd and all those sorts of things. What the rule changes must be a little bit frustrating at times.
Yeah, I guess it's the uniqueness of our game, isn't it? That I believe it's the hardest game in the world to umpire football. But we certainly, again, and this is a really important aspect of it, is that we, as umpiring clubs, actually provide as much training as we can to our umpires. And we have coaches who are trained up to help our umpires with these new rules. So the new STAMP rules are a really interesting one that's rolled out across the state, where we were actually getting out the football clubs and educating them on the rules, which actually helped our understanding as umpires of those rules too. So one of those things that's out of your control. Our umpires generally take on the challenge, which is great. And I'm glad to say that we've all reports this year is the rule changes have actually been adapted really well into Tasmanian football and with our umpires. So, yes, it adds an extra layer of challenge, but generally our umpires are up to that challenge.
You mentioned an umpiring his 700th game this week, Gary Kane. What a legend of umpiring is. I can remember him umpiring so many years ago, still doing it. He is an example of somebody who's loved the sport, loves being involved. It's an incredible achievement.
That's right. And I mean, his resume speaks for itself. He's umpired multiple state grand finals. He's still running around at a very high level there in Launceston. I mean, that's not something to be shaken off. I mean, that's an unbelievable achievement. Not a lot of umpires get to that level, is it just the reality of it. So his longevity in football and within Tasmania, I think absolutely needs to be recognised. And well done to the NTFA for doing a bit of media around it, and the NTFUA and his son Nick, who does the coaching there in Launceston, has done a power of work to get him the recognition and accolades he deserves. So an unbelievable achievement.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, Sam, umpiring is the greatest lesson in conflict resolution in sport that we get, isn't it? It's every week we're looking at conflicts and we're trying to resolve them. Thanks very much for joining us on the Sideline View. I appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having me.